Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio broadcasting station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday, April 10th, 2008. It's now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to us, doing to our freedom and our Constitution, will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620 or email us at comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's 646-652-4620. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. That two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they can affect you. I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscriber web icon. Good morning, everyone. Getting together real quickly this morning, I do have an email that I want to read to you, if I can find it. Here it is, amongst all the paper on my desk. It says, Hi, Mr. Cristiano. I would like to thank you for your informative broadcast and electric personality. How about that? I have electric personality. That's terrific. I've stumbled upon you roughly a month ago. I usually miss your live show because of my work schedule, but you have resolved that problem with the archives. Thank you for being a glimmer of light in a sea of garbage. Kindly, Christopher from Santa Cruz, California. Thank you very much, Chris. Send me your email address. Flattery will get you everywhere, you know. Send me your email address and your T-shirt size, and I'll be more than happy to send you a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt for flattering me. Hold on just 1 second, please. This has been a very interesting week on the financial front. I think what we're seeing is an unraveling of our entire economic system. I know that sounds kind of dire and all that, sounds kind of morose, but actually that's what's happening. People really don't understand, well, they don't want to understand what's happening. I think that's the key. People do not want to understand what is happening. Folks, we have a democracy which was formed as a republic, and this republic has turned into an empire, which we cannot sustain. Go back 4,000 years in history. Whichever empire you pick, they have all crumbled. Now, you can say, well, that's easy to cite because all countries, you know, have their ups and downs through the years and their heyday and whatever, so that's not saying much. But when you look at it, you have to see why these empires were so powerful, and then they crumbled. Well, they were powerful because they had the natural resources, they had the technology, they had the geographic advantage, whatever the case may be, and they all came to a demise. But they all came to a demise for the same reason, is that the hegemony involved forces them to overreach, overspend, overregulate, and as a result, the empire implodes. And we are seeing the same thing happening here. In the morning, I watch CNBC News for as long as my stomach can take it, and you listen to them and you hear them just rant on and on and on, and no one discusses the major issues at hand. They talk about the market. They talk about statistical analysis. They talk about the technical analysis of the market and the double bottom and this and that. But no one looks at it from an overall what's this picture look like point of view? Here is our picture. We have a government that has trashed our Constitution. The very words of our forefathers of warning, the words of warning are now coming true. And they have been coming true ever since the turn of the prior century, especially accelerated with Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, and FDR, Harding and the rest of them. They have basically taken the rights and changed inherent rights that we have, our freedoms and our liberties, and they have sort of, they have modified them in their behavior, in the behavior of the government, so that we become subject to the government and we are no longer the governors. Then they take their power and their power of influence over us, and they expand around the world. And now we have 700 bases around the world in 130 or 150 countries. I'm sorry, I don't remember. It's costing us trillions of dollars. And quite frankly, it is unsustainable. Folks, back in World War II, the British Empire had a fleet of aircraft carriers. They no longer have any aircraft carriers. The reason for that is they could no longer afford them. We now have a fleet of aircraft carriers, the last of which I think was christened about 2 years ago, called the Ronald Reagan, one of the most massive, high-tech, most expensive aircraft carriers ever built in history, the most expensive ever built in history, I should say, and that was only 2 years ago. Folks, we cannot afford the aircraft carriers. Now, in order to sustain an empire, we need a few ingredients. The first ingredient is we need a populace that is dumb enough to believe all the crap that the tyrants in government spill out. All the garbage and all of the lies and all of the shell game that they play, we have to accept carte blanche. Now, how do we know? How do I know we are there and we are accepting that? Well, when you speak with people and ask them about what is going on and their opinion, they sound like a television soundbite. Idiocracy has come to us in advance. Idiocracy. Idiots. All they do is watch the boob tube because they're lazy. You know, big butts, small brains. They absorb it, and then someone asks them a question. They go, well, I guess better fight the terrorist on their soil than our soil. You know, and you hear the same crap, even from supposedly intelligent people with good educations. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I would prefer to hear someone else speak this morning rather than myself. Our number is 646-652-4620. During our live broadcast, we have 20 minutes to go. I'd love to hear from someone to see what they have to say and answer some questions. All right. I'm going to read from a few articles. First, oh, I've just found the piece of paper. I had the pleasure of meeting the past senator of Alaska, and I want to get a picture with him, and I never did, and I'm really angry. I probably will not have that opportunity again. Mike Gravel, from the past senator of Alaska, and he mentioned that right now we have 735 military, we have presence, 735 military presence. That doesn't make any sense, does it? There's military presence, 735 basically bases in 130 countries. 735 bases of various sizes in 130 bases. Now, and folks, that does not include the stealth bases. Right? Medicare and Medicaid corrupt the healthcare system, and listen to this. This is interesting. You know, when we talk about the attack on 9/11, and the eventually evolving war on terror, when you think about that incident, we call it an act of war. 9/11 was not an act of war. 9/11, that is the airplanes that were hijacked and then eventually flown into the World Trade Center, then crashed in the Pentagon, etc., were criminal acts. And they should have treated them as criminal acts. And they should have been a criminal investigation, not what we're doing today. Okay. I want to read from the Martial Law Act of 2006. This is interesting. This is from the Future of Freedom Foundation. It's an article by James Bovard, excellently done. It's called the Martial Law Act of 2006. It says, "Martial law is perhaps the ultimate stomping of freedom. Yet on September 30th, 2006, Congress passed a provision in a 591-page bill." Folks, we can't do anything on one page anymore. We need 591 pages of gobbledygook, all of which strips us of every inherent right, every freedom, and every liberty that you can find in any nook and cranny. The 591-page bill that will make it easy for President Bush to impose martial law in response to a terrorist incident. It also empowers him to effectively declare martial law in response to what he or other federal officials label a shortfall of public order, whatever that means. Now, the classic case of martial law is when the Nazis took over Germany. You know, we learn in school that, you know, there are military dictatorships, and you see pictures and read articles about the military taking over a country and turning a otherwise democratic process into a military totalitarian dictatorship. Ain't true. It happens sometimes, but that's not the way it usually happens. The way it usually happens, excuse me, one second, please, is that it's a very slow, insidious process. There are bills passed for your protection. Remember, you cannot invite dictators in without being ignorant and stupid. Because if people were well-read, they wouldn't accept all the garbage that is being spewed out, and we would revolt. We would go to our congressman and say, kill that bill. But what we do here in America today is we say, oh, yes, please enact that bill for our protection. And I have friends that are bright people. I mean, really bright people. And they will repeat that mantra word for word. Well, if we didn't have that bill, we wouldn't be protected, you know. I say, garbage. Look at what's happening. All right. And in Nazi Germany, they didn't come in and then just bola. People voted Hitler in. It was a democratic process. And slowly but surely. And it's a very classic case. And they're all the same. He followed a very, very proven process in order to gain total control. You know, at first they just asked the Jews in Germany, you know, to be identified by wearing the Jewish star. People were proud to wear the Jewish star because they were Jewish, you know. And then it just regressed from there to another, until they marched them into ovens. And people literally marched into the ovens to die. It's the proverbial frog in the warm water with the heat being turned up slowly but surely. And this article, you know, what the heck does it mean by, it says, an incident? What is an incident? And what is shortfall of public order? Those are the words in there. Public order. Does that mean, well, according to that, this radio station, this very radio station, qualifies under that, and they can make a case for it. In other words, they use weasel words to control us. And it goes on to say, Congress passed the Insurrection Act of 1807 to severely restrict the president's ability to deploy the military within the United States. The Posse Comitatus Act, and I know I pronounced it incorrectly, my wife corrects me all the time, of 1878, tightened those restrictions, imposing a 2-year prison sentence on anyone who used the military within the United States without the express permission of Congress. A big problem that we have right now is that the president has taken leave. He will pass legislation bypassing Congress. And not only the Congress, but the judiciary. And he will tell the judiciary what to do, and he will tell the judiciary when they can rule on it and when they can't, and what their rulings mean. Now, the problem is not with the president, because the president is wrong in this case. The problem is with Congress, because Congress has the power, the constitutional power, and it has the obligation and responsibility to check the government. That is the check of powers. We have the judiciary branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. And it was intended to be that way. It was intended to be inefficient. So no one group attains so much power that they become dictatorial. And this is exactly what is happening. And Congress is to blame, because Congress is abdicating their responsibility and not placing the checks on the executive branch. They're not saying, sorry, illegal, can't do that. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. My name is Joe Cristiano. I know it's early in the morning and my voice is leaving me right now. The telephone number is 646-652-4620. If you cannot call in and you're listening to this on a rebroadcast, please send me your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. And this article goes on to say, so we have legislation that's been there for years, decades, millennia, right? And it's saying, hey, not millennia, I guess, for centuries, rather. And it says, hey, you can't do this. You can't enact the military. And now what this bill says is that basically that the president can trump the rights of governors within the states to use the militia, the military, the state military, you know, to act against other states. So if the president wants the military, the state military, you know, the National Guard in Massachusetts to squelch a protest, for example, in Virginia, he'll send the troops over. So he can, what he's done, he says, I now have the right to trump states' rights, trump the governor, and the National Guard in those states report to the governor. They report. They don't report to the United States, to the governor. And that was a check on national power. That was a check on this centralized dictatorial power, so the states maintain their rights, that they have their own military. And now Congress just sits there and says, oh, I guess that's okay. Well, we may need that in case the people in Virginia get out of hand. You know, what idiots! You know, the one that the two people during the presidential, well, it's still going on, but when they had people running for president, was Mike Gravel, who was a Democrat, and he had Ron Paul, on the Republican side. And I told Mike Gravel, and I said, Mr. Gravel, I wanted to see a Gravel-Paul ticket. That would have straightened out this country. Because they were both saying, watch out! These people are dangerous! These people are not looking out for your freedom, for your liberty. They're not there to protect your inherent rights. They're here to control you. look at it this way, folks. All of these bailouts, now Bush is coming out with bailouts for everyone who's losing their homes in the subprime debacle. It's not going to work. I mean, the place is going to crumble. It's going to implode. You know, the global, the European Global Anticipation Bulletin published a prediction. Now, these guys don't do this stuff usually. That we, the United States, will be in depression by September of 2008. We are going to implode. The government wants more people subservient to the centralized federal government. We have, in fact, now not a democracy. We have we're quasi-fascist now. And yet, no one is saying that, except for crazy people like Ron Paul. Now, he's not crazy. The rest of them are. And we're crazy for believing them. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. I'd love for you to call in. I know it's early in the morning. People get groggy. If you're groggy, call in anyway. If you're listening to this on a rebroadcast, please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I want to go on. It says, Section 1076 of the Defense Authorization Act of 2006 changed the name of the key provision in the statute book from Insurrection Act to Enforcement of the Laws to Restore Public Order Act. The Insurrection Act of 1807 stated that the president could deploy troops within the United States only to suppress, in a state, any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. The new law expands the list of pretexts to include natural disasters, epidemic, and hey, listen to this, folks, and any other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack, or incident, or other conditions. And such other such a condition is not defined. In other words, this thing opens the door for the federal government to walk into any state. Now, and there is other language in there that tries to define people who are not obedient to the state. And that would be me. And that they have the right to, they have the right to tap in to any part of my communications, whether it be email, my phones, this radio broadcast, and anything that I say that's considered, this could be considered insurrection. I can be put into a jail without due process whatsoever. Folks, this has got to stop. There's got to be some outrage around here. I'm tired of being the only one screaming about it. Here's something. The new law empowers the president to commandeer the National Guard of one state to send to another state for as many as 365 days. In other words, Bush could send South Carolina National Guard to suppress an anti-war protest in New Haven, Connecticut. Or next president could send Massachusetts National Guard to disarm the residents of Wyoming if they resist a federal law that prohibited private ownership of semi-automatic weapons. Governor's control of the National Guard can be trumped with a single, simple presidential declaration. And here's the sorrowful part, that Section 1076 of that bill had bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. This is, folks, the era of tyranny. This is the era of tyranny. You know, when George Bush threw out the first ball at the new ballpark in Washington, he walked out on the field, and I have never heard this before. He was booed. I saw that YouTube, and then they played it on regular network TV. He walked out, and he's waving to everyone, and everyone's booing and hissing and throwing crap at him and everything. You know, the people are outraged, but they need to do something about it. They need to elect people who promise to uphold the Constitution. We're not doing that. We elect people who sound good, who will give us more government benefits and make us more beholden to the state. What is wrong with us? And it goes on to say here, on the other hand, every governor in the country opposed the changes, but Congress did not. I got bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. Hey, folks, that's you Democrat people. Even if the FBI masterminds a protest that turns violent, the president could invoke an incident to suspend the Constitution. And that's exactly what they do. They call those false flags. Now, you don't think for a moment that there's been false flags? Every single war that we've been into, World War I and World War II included, and including the war in Iraq, have all started with false flags. We knew it was going, either we instigated or we allowed it to happen, knowing that that would be the springboard to allow us to go to war so we can continue to feed this military-industrial complex. Folks, where is the rage? This era of tyranny's got to stop. We have got to do something about it. We as individuals, we are the government. We have the rights. We give privileges to the government only to keep everything sort of to maintain the rule of law, not to take the law into their own hands. Where's the outrage? I don't see any of it. We have got serious problems in this country, folks. And let me make a prediction here, and I hate doing this because it's the sky is falling prediction type thing, and it's stupid in a way. But, you know, if we do, in fact, have a serious economic downturn, that would be the incident for the government to take over. Well, right now, they're taking over the financial markets, in a sense. More control over the financial markets. They're helping people pay for their houses. If I see it, maybe I see something that's not there and I'm chasing ghosts. Folks, I just want to mention that we should be ever diligent. We have to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Everyone's got to do what they feel they could do, what's right with them. With me, it's this radio station. With you, it's something else. But just do something. Remember, no one can read our Constitution without concluding that the people who wrote it wanted their government severely limited. The words no and not employed in restraint of government power occur 24 times in the first 7 articles of the Constitution, 22 more times in the Bill of Rights, and that's by Edmund A. Opitz. And as Tom Clancy said on Kudlow and Cramer in September 2nd, 2003, what the government is good at is collecting taxes, taking away your freedoms, and killing people. It's not good at much else. And those are two truisms, and yet we allow them to get away with everything. All right, folks, Sunday night we're going to have a guest. I'd like you to check our blog, and it'll be Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. And here we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. I'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Thank you, Murray. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned.